Welcome to the Get Inspired Project. I'm Toni Reese, and today I am with Susan Reeve. Susan, welcome to the Get Inspired Project.
I'm thrilled to be here with you today, Toni.
Thank you. So, Susan, take a moment and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, certainly in terms of this project, when I was a teenager, I wrote in my journal, "What would the world be like if everybody loved themselves?" And that question has been my inspiration in work that I've done with corporate clients, in the individual coaching that I do, and in my new book that's coming out in September called The Inspired Life.
Well, thank you for that. And let's go into the first question. What does inspiration mean to you?
Okay, when I think about the word inspiration, I think about being inspirited, living from the inside out. And what I mean by that is that my thoughts and my actions are generated and aligned with my purpose. And for me, that very much has been influenced by the Gandhi quote, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." So in my personal life and in my professional life, I'm deeply inspired by working with people to have their self-esteem blossom. And personally, I'm deeply committed to expanding and deepening my capacity to give and receive love.
And how do you put that into practice? Can you give us an example?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm very clear that in order to live a life from the inside out, that I need regular, consistent practice. So I have a personal toolkit of sorts, and in that is it's really important for me to spend some time meditating. It's crucial that I spend time in nature. And after years of using a mantra of thoughts create, when I'm knocked off center and feel disconnected from the essence of who I am, from the greater field of life, more often than not, sooner rather than later, that mantra pops into my mind. And it's a reminder to start paying attention to what thoughts am I thinking that are generating the feelings that I'm having, and then make up new thoughts that support what I desire.
I like that. And so is there a specific example that you've applied that to as you were going through your career or your life that you could share?
Sure. It came up with my new book, The Inspired Life. I was stuck. I could call it writer's block, but I had just written about weeks. I'd spent weeks writing about living an uninspired life. And so I was very focused on fear and anxiety and worry and expectations and judgments. And I started judging myself as to whether or not I could really complete this project and the deadline that I had. And I'd sit down to write every day, and I'd just read over what I'd already written. I wasn't making any progress. And then I heard those words in my head, thoughts create. And I thought, okay, so what are thoughts that will help you get this manuscript completed? And I started writing down a list of thoughts. I follow through on commitments. I get things done. I've already written one book. I can do this. I can ask for help if I need it. And that action of writing down possibilities that were in alignment with the result that I desired really changed my energy. And so I'd say that I wrote the bulk of the book in a month.
Wow. And by using that tool and changing your thought process, it really did get you into action, didn't it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's really important in this is that I had to write, I spent probably 45 minutes writing new thoughts that day, because it wasn't enough simply to have the thought. I had to feel those thoughts in my body. So at the end of that journal page, after I wrote for 45 minutes, in bold letters I wrote, "Yes, I can." And I could really feel every cell of my body dancing to that tune.
So what has your greatest life lesson been to date?
Well, it's been that humans, certainly I am, and all humans are meaning-making machines. And it's the meaning that I ascribe to the circumstances of my life that result in whether I experience myself as victorious in my life or whether I feel victimized by life. So when things aren't working the way I think they should, or I'm feeling as though the task before me is bigger than I am, I really need to remember that I get to choose the meaning that I give to the circumstance.
I love that. And what would you like your legacy to be?
Well, I'm kind of smiling as I say this. You know, if I had something written on my tombstone, I'd like it to say that I was the world's greatest lover, that I'm continually discovering and expanding my capacity to give and receive love in all arenas of my life.
Susan, it's been a pleasure to have you on the Get Inspired Project.
Thanks so much, Tony. I'm inspired by talking with you.
Oh, thank you. Take care.
Thanks, you too.